up, Dan.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to request acceptance from the county for the bike path that we recently constructed. We're finished with it. We've done all the seating and everything involved with it. We came in under budget. That's all the information I've got for it.
Okay. Project is all completed, I guess. Do we need a motion for that, Mary? Any questions for Dan?
Coach, have you noticed anything that...
I don't think it's going to wear out very fast.
Work is completed.
Work's completed.
Okay.
It's been accepted by YDOT.
So I'll make a motion to accept the bike path project by YDOT.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to accept the bike path project recently completed. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay, so
accepted.
Then I need this form signed.
Okay.
By the commission.
Are you going to put Andy's stamp on this for his chairman?
Oh, right. I can do that, yeah.
Okay. That 191 project, I guess, is all complete now.
Yeah, we finished that one. Oh, I think it got accepted about 3 weeks ago. All right. Thank you. I'll get the district engineer to sign this, and I'll provide you with a copy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is discussion of the realignment of the New Fork Willow Creek Road 23120, Bar Cross. Come on up, gentlemen. You want to come up, Mark? Or do you have a role in this?
Well, thank you all for agreeing to see us this morning. I'm Jason Spaeth, along with my wife and family. We're the current owners of the Bar Cross. We've spent all of the summer there and have really enjoyed being a part of the community and starting a fresh start. We've had a wonderful summer and a great experience. Part of our goal, I guess, with the ranch is to really restart the livestock operation there to with Cody and Max's help, we're hoping to rebuild things maybe somewhat the way they were a number of years ago. I also hope that my family will continue to spend their summers there. We have three boys, and one of them greatly enjoyed the Wrangler day camp at the pack throughout the summer, and the littlest one had a great summer, and if I can get my oldest boy off the ice hockey rink, he might spend a few more days here as well. But throughout the summer, you know, we've kind of noticed that there's a fair amount of traffic on the road in front of the ranch house where we stay. Unfortunately, not all the cars there obey the posted speed limit at 20 miles an hour through the yard. I understand from Mac that he's had some stock killed by cars on the road. And overall, we're just kind of worried about the safety of my family, the safety of our livestock, and we would really like to move the road. We have all the maps and the alignment, And I guess what we would ask this commission this morning is for preliminary approval to move the road subject to final specs and final sign-off from whatever the county needs to make sure that the road is built properly and to specifications. And that's really about it in a nutshell. And I'm here to answer any questions. Mark Noble is going to help us consult with the realignment, work with whatever construction company we choose so that it's done properly. Mark might do the work himself. And we have Y2 consultants involved in drafting and whatnot. And then Mac and Cody are here if the commission has any questions regarding any of the statements I made regarding the general traffic patterns, the benefits the realignment would take to our would help with our plans for the business, as well as just any other specs regarding our irrigation system or anything else that you guys might wonder about. So that's it. Thanks again. Mark's here and he can show you what we're proposing.
Here's some small ones that just need and then we've got the bigger version here. There's some notes on it. Some of it was just put on to get this done and ready for this meeting. So I'll let you guys look at that a minute and then we can.
So this is the proposed realignment?
It's about 1,200 feet, give or take.
So does that go out through your hay field?
It does.
Looks like?
Yeah.
Is that going to be a, from your perspective, a problem for irrigation water to?
If, you know, Mac can speak on it better than I, so jump in here, Mac. But
I think it's doable. I mean, you know that any time it'll be new, but the way the land comes from the east and the north both, that we can make the irrigation work and just lose maybe what's west of the road. Sometimes it won't work quite as well, but everything else will.
One of the major supplies is this willow. It comes out of the ram ditch and comes down through this willow alignment. That will be left as a buffer landscape screen. And there'll be a new ditch that will run out on this side, so all that water will stay to the downstream downflow area. And then that'll make irrigation easier, less culverts through the road for maintenance, road maintenance and stuff. And then down the road, should this ditch need, it just will eliminate any maintenance of willow removal and shift that to this side. So it should simplify the whole project by moving that one ditch. These ditches will still come through and need some culverts, a few low spots that we'll need to drain, but overall it shouldn't affect it too much.
And there's no other irrigators with water rights that would be affected anywhere. I assume it's all Willow Creek Ranch water anyway.
It is. I don't believe there's any downstream owners affected. That wouldn't be affected either way,
yeah,
if they had water rights.
And I assume this is to be done at no expense to the county. Is that the plan?
It is 100 feet. Oh, 60. Oh, okay.
So one of these is a fence. What is the easement on the rest of the road? Is it 60?
It is currently 60. We would like to maintain that just for continuity through the area, but in talking with Billy, and he kind of indicated they would like 100, but I think by the time...
You know, it's kind of a tough climb up there by the house where you make this corner and try to climb that hill. You didn't take the hill out and put it the hill down below?
No, we weren't planning on taking more. Well, that's subject to land trust things and, you know, we got issues because to go down we have to widen the slopes and then we get into the land trust stuff about.
Well, it's not like it's down at the bottom where they really worry about it. Sagebrush Hill.
Well, that's, yeah, that's, they don't look at it the same way we do.
And Pat, Blatt, I know, looked at going straight across from the bridge to the other corner.
Coming out through there.
And I know that's exponentially more money, but have you considered that?
We looked at it. It's almost a mile of new road, and it impacts the irrigation dramatically more.
That's 4,000 feet.
Yeah, I got it.
I think the other pieces to that were land trust issues, view corridor, just seeing a road cut through the middle of the, and it would involve, just on the surface, we didn't look into it deeply, a lot more work irrigation-wise, pipe and maybe some new ditches and whatnot.
And then the fencing that would be required would also kind of isolate parts of the ranch into small tracks. It wouldn't be as usable. This really is the least obstruction to the ranch operations. And we feel that it accomplishes the safety traffic needs also. It does move the radius into the hill a little bit, but it also eliminates a lot of bad snow removal problems. From the house to that corner was, from my visiting with everyone, is the worst part of the snow removal. So this willow line will help minimize some. And then by moving that ditch up the hill that guns along the south side, we'll move it to the south side of the fence. That will give you a lot more snow removal.
Are you going to take some willows out along there, that road?
Mm-hmm. Not on
before you climb the hill and all that.
Yeah, we about have to get the alignment right. Yeah. And then we'd rather not tear them out, but I guess that's something we could.
It's crowded in there. We push snow on them fences all the time.
So that could be part of, I think that would be acceptable to take that out and just move all the way. You know, we can always do.
One other thing that's come up this morning, we talked a little bit about it, and some of the commissioners want to go look at this before they make a call, so might as well spin it out there.
And how much of the top of this hill would be helpful for your crew?
The shorter the better, but you could use all that fill down on your road when you're building your road. I mean, it'd save you a lot of bucks too. Plus, I would think it'd be fairly easy to get done through your conservation stuff.
I don't know how that's worded, but it'd be a good borrow area is what I think Butch is getting at.
Well,
the steepness of the hill.
And that was one of our borrow. First, we have several different ideas with different options.
Because it goes up and then right back down, so we just flatten that off.
That was our one of my first borrow sources, but we have to.
Everybody has to get a run at it. You know, once you make the corner and you're shortening that run by quite a bit.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I agree, it makes perfect sense if we can get the land trust and everybody to go along with it.
Yeah, I like your old road that you planned years ago to come straight through there. Yeah, I don't have a problem getting it out of your yard.
So did you plan to fence it?
We would.
On both sides, and so then that brings up the question if it's
probably
fenced.
We figured it was required.
If it's fenced, then does the 60-foot easement give you room to plow snow without getting snow on the fences?
Push snow right on the fences.
And just rail them, especially right through there.
And we should have something rolled up about snow catchers, too, where we allowed to put in snow catchers. Or need, when need.
From the picture you're already doing them up here, it looks like. Is that true?
Yeah, we do. We're doing them most of the whole road.
So, probably the obvious.
Well, once we get past the house. What's that?
The obvious ones you're wanting is here then, more likely. Through here, what you'd like.
Yeah, we put them in here already.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, all the way down to the house.
Okay.
And we go all the way through. Just don't show down here, but it's not safe.
Right.
Well, that's where we was, I mean, we're not opposed to catchers, but we're thinking, you know, if we do the 60-foot easement, then we would have a clause to let you go out there. If we do the 100, then that might be changing things a little.
Well,
possibly not. I'm just,
yeah, I don't know about that. I think this here will blow pretty clean, this straightaway here by the willows. I don't know how much snow would blow in there, but it seems like the wind kind of comes through here anyway. So it would blow with the road. But this here would probably need it. And I don't know what the setback is here from the willow. Is it 100 feet?
This line is with the 100 foot, I believe.
It's 60 feet you're going to have fence. Every spring, you're gonna, have, you know, you're gonna have a lot of fence rebuilding, because just the way we, you know, throw the snow, them trucks throw it, and the way the blades push it back, and I mean, so that, I mean, it's one or the other, you know.
Part of the long term plan would be to also, from where the new entry goes to the ranch, from there to that existing willow line, there would be new landscape trees and stuff along there to also break the wind on their side.
Oh,
of the
so you got visual along here.
Yeah, so that will all end up in time probably being.
How far back are they going to be?
Well, it'll be at least outside the fence. I don't know if there'll be a row, but there's going to be probably some plantings to break it up, the noise and the visual.
And we're suggesting, you know, a strong willingness to accommodate, you know, what you're talking about, Butch, but at least on paper here today, we suggested fences at 100 feet.
Yeah, that's good.
Even though the easement's 60, we're suggesting we're willing to build our fences at 100.
I think that covers that.
Pretty much. But we still need something on snow catchers and make sure we can do them if needed. If you get these trees planted, we don't need them. We won't put them in. I guess.
I think there's a willingness to cooperate and get this done, and I certainly understand your request from the safety issues, and I'm in favor of us trying to get it worked out.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
But they do want to go see it. So.
Yeah, I have one question, and it's solely because of not knowing this country and the past history, but the access to public land through this ranch and the ranch past it, which I'm under the impression that you own both of them, the Willow Creek Ranch and the Barcroft.
Correct.
Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is there, and then there's a Willow Creek guard station.
Yep, I've seen it.
And there's no access through your property to the Willow, for public access through that. Is there any way that would ever be granted?
Well, never say never.
Oh, I understand.
Right?
I understand.
But I'm not at liberty to open that up. You know, now.
Okay. And the reason I say that is when I ran for county commissioner, that was one of my hot budget issues, was public access to all of this property that is in Sublette County, trying to get it open so that people can get to it to be able to enjoy it. And this is one of those spots. And not particularly, it just, when I started to look this, and I haven't studied it enough, that's why I'm going to go with Butch, to have a look, see, because it's very difficult to listening to what everybody has said. This all makes sense, but I just like to have a visual because I have trouble concepting, finding a concept of how it all puts together.
Well, just a quick note. I mean, currently there is public access to that guard station. It's just not the easiest. So everyone still has access. It's not like it was closed off. It's just not as accessible as it was.
And I wanted to look at that also because it's going to come up. I'm sure it will. And when you hear one side of the story is, well, there's no access because it's all locked up here. And then you hear another side of the story, well, yeah, you can get there, but it's not easy. So I really want to go see for myself so I can answer those questions because they've been, when this showed up on the agenda, I had a couple questions were asked. And
Forest Service is supposed to maintain that access through the New Fork, which is sketchy at best. And that's not anything on you. That's the Forest Service, once again, that is failing.
So that may be one of my first stops.
The Forest Service actually did blade some of the road up there, didn't it? The Forest Service bladed some of the road in there, I heard.
On the forest?
Yeah. I had heard that. But anyway, you can get to the guard station as is. You know, it's with a big gooseneck trailer full of horses. It's a little sketchy, but they're in there, so.
Okay, any other questions? I guess I suggest we move. Did you have a question, Dave?
No, I think what Doc said is we're all willing to make this work. I think it just depends on Mac getting a look at it, and I would say moving forward at the next meeting.
Sure. We can take a approach
absolutely.
Tomorrow, the
I
next day.
Definitely be prepared for the next meeting.
As long as Butch is satisfied with what he needs with that 100-foot fence and the snow catchers, if you need to, generally it's an acceptable.
Just keep us from pushing the snow on the fences any worse than what we did.
And certainly understand.
Yeah, it's
and us too.
It's good for both of us.
Yeah, we don't have to fight it as well.
Our construction schedule would be hopefully to get far enough along that we could do the initial stripping and possibly get the subgrade in this winter in culverts, and then next year finish road base and final topping and fencing.
We should be able to do this by the next meeting, right?
Well, so the next meeting soon enough?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
We'll have to go to land trust, and there's issues there too, but.
See if there's issues with Butch's suggestion of cutting that hill down and using it for fill and make it easier for everybody if we could do that.
It's the most feasible spot to get all the material.
Yeah, it makes sense to do it that way.
Yeah, because that does sound pretty good. It's one of the bad spots. So, why?
Yeah.
And like I said, we're open to that concept. Land trust, and does it, we have two ditches right there, the ram and the right, just making sure those keep flowing fine if we cut it down. I don't anticipate any issues there, but that's another variable, I guess, with that side of things, but it'd be great if we can make it work, you know, if it's helpful to you and helpful to us getting up and down that thing, great. Mm-hmm. You know.
So if you guys will have some discussion with the land trust, and we'll make a point to look at it with Butch, and maybe our next meeting we can answer those questions.
He thinks about the easement on through to public land.
If give that some thought, without having a map in front of us, it's my understanding from the last time it went through the north end of the Willow Creek Ranch between some state ground and the forest. There was a piece of private.
Yeah, that we call it the Pape Place or the Shriver Place.
Okay.
Goes up to there. It's about 900 to 1,000 acres.
we graze in there, we, you know, we use it too. I don't want to confuse safety with access, you know, and I could open that conversation up, but if it's in the context of this project, then, you know, then I don't want to waste anyone, I don't want to waste your valuable time or our time and consultants' time.
Well, they're two separate issues.
Yes.
And the Forest Service also should be at the table if we're discussing. There may be some things they can do to improve access that would help alleviate that situation without doing anything else other than getting some cooperation from the Forest Service to do a better job of taking care of their roads. So, something to talk about. Okay.
Great.
Any other questions?
Thank you all.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate
your time.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you too.
Glad to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Okay, Butch. Just you and Billy are up. Anything else, whatever you have for us?
That was a big thing, I think. I talked with the federal lands guy, Micah Ledford, about the Skyline Road and the Fremont Lake portion. He said it would be several years out, probably like 5 years or so. And I think the question for you guys is if you want to keep going on with this project, or so they can keep going on, I would suggest you hang in there with Micah and say yes, you want to keep going.
For the next piece?
Yeah, well, even though it's 5 years.
We already applied for that, and it looks like we're the short list for being approved for the next phase.
Okay, well, I would go with him.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get a better deal. And I don't know what you do about the Fremont Lake Road portion, whether it's going to be us or city.
That's not ours. That's the town.
I think the
confusion with that is... I know, but it's all together. He said that...
The letter says that when they do the project, they want to do both of those pieces together.
Yeah, because of money.
To save MOB and all that kind of stuff. But the town applied and will provide the match for their part, not ours.
They're two separate applications.
Skyline's just ours.
I wasn't sure how that was going to turn out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, industrial site looks like it's going pretty good.
When would the match money have to be matched at that point? Is that 5 years when they decide, or?
They're saying 2023.
So we don't have anything to worry about till then, other than have it in the reserve.
Yeah.
Was there some money requested for the scoping part of that, or?
No, but I would imagine that maybe after they, I don't know what happens after they do the short list, when they do the approval. I mean, because the short list is where they weed out all the, I mean, we got Skyline, you know, we got Skyline shortlisted and we got Green River Lakes kicked out, so... I don't know what happens next with the process for them.
Probably be the same as the one they already did, I would assume. And if we do get chosen for the grant, the time that we need to come up with the money, it'd probably be the same as what it was on this job.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about scoping.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd think it'd be part of the project money.
Yeah. I think, against my better judgment, the elephant in the room is the town was hoping that we would do their match money, but they would maintain the easement. Where do we stand on that? So we can put these together and get it done.
Well, we got to get approved first before we do anything.
We got to get approved.
Two separate projects, and theoretically they could approve one and not the other.
Okay.
So So we're just going to have to wait and see.
Okay.
What else, Butch?
Well, I was going to tell you, I don't know if you've seen some of the chip seals, but they look pretty good. I thought it was different oil. Talking with Aaron, it's the same, just more of it. So it really looks good this year. So I like the way it looks. What do you got more
on this road realignment? I would recommend that you require a 50 mile an hour design speed when they're designing those curves and that extra curves in that road.
Does that just mean more super in them or less curve?
Less, the radius would be bigger with a 50 mile an hour curve.
Oh, and then across.
And then I would probably limit the super. I mean, we don't want a lot of super, and usually we use that reverse crown as the max super. So
okay,
but those are some things that I would recommend.
So can you get that either directly to us or through Butch? What
okay,
what that amounts to? So when we have the next discussion, we can include that.
Okay.
Is there any chance that what they have meets that criteria? Or?
Well, when Billy took me along when he went to take a look, and that's what we recommended at that time.
We told them.
Oh, they know that.
Yeah, right. They know that. Because that bottom corner is
this one.
Yeah. They wanted to try to save the trees, and then it was real. It'd be.
Picking this one.
Yeah.
So they can just bring it this way.
It's this one here.
Call this one.
Yeah. That's the one that.
Oh, coming off the hill.
Yeah. They had it real
slippery.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess if they're aware of it, then.
Yeah, we told them.
I'll put together that list and send it out.
Okay.
Industrial Site Road, still hauling pit run. Getting closer to the water level at the Morrow site for future wetland creation. Chip seal's done except for the painting.
Thank you.
We have meetings set up in the morning for the 4-H building to get that drainage started. And I think that's all that I have.
Thanks, Patrick. Yeah.
Mark, where are we with the Skyline Road in terms of, we still have not finalized that, am I correct?
As far as I know, it was approved. Mm-hmm. That step was taken. But I don't know whether you talked to Micah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know whether he said anything about what happens with the remaining funds.
Nothing yet.
I talked to Mike a little bit this morning about that, just to try to get on top of it. And
I think he's going to add some of it into the next project. It'll be down the road a ways, but some of them slopes and stuff could be added in the next job. Rock cleaning, he didn't want to add in. He wanted to kind of leave it alone and see where we was at 5 years from now, how much we got cleaned up. I said, we could have a lot of that cleaned up, maybe.
So we need to follow through with the plan.
Mike needs to call Micah, so, yeah.
But it's still a Forest Service road. It doesn't belong to the county, or we're in limbo.
There's no easement been signed by the county or taken over by the county yet.
So if it would snow tomorrow,
there is a snow plowing thing.
We could say it's not our road.
I think we're in a contract to take care of the road regardless of whether it's county road.
Well, because of the excuse. Yes. The ski.
But the intent of the project at the beginning was once it's finished, it becomes a county road.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that was in that contract originally, even though we haven't signed any official easement from the Forest Service, which I assume still needs to be done at some point.
We wouldn't sign an easement. The Forest Service signs the easement. Right.
They give us the easement.
Right.
Right.
And we have to go through the process to adopt it as a county
right.
road.
Right. That's that remains to be done. Yeah.
And the drawbacks, part of our agreement is we want to have some kind of control over their rocks to get rid of,
yeah.
which they won't the not diamonds. Willing to do.
So they haven't signed the easement.
Jesus.
So
I think where we left this was Railroad was putting together a plan for rock removal. We were going to all look at it, right?
Which that happened.
And then
and we got some language from Matt
mm-hmm.
to put in, but as far as I know, we have a, and I don't know.
We were left off with the discussion of who is going to accept the responsibility of owning the rocks, whether that was Forest Service or us.
That's yes.
where this is in limbo, right?
Yes.
And I believe Micah was going to help us with the decision.
Did that kind of all went back to snow catchers? It all went back to, because you can't yeah. plow snow catchers because
I'm
of the rocks.
Micah didn't want to
get involved. Well, and that's very, no, very yeah. possible.
So but I think on this next job, well.
In between now and the 2000.
We use up the rocks as fast as we can. If we can get somebody who wants rocks, help them get the permit so they can get them from the forest. Say here, give these guys a permit, get these cleaned up.
So what you're thinking is the Forest Service needs to adopt our plan also and then we just move forward with it?
Yeah, do whatever we can to get rid of them.
Just so we maintain the road integrity.
We've been maintaining it with them.
No,
there.
I mean
it's a
the
pain.
Heavy equipment getting the rocks.
Yeah.
We got to have control of that.
So where are we at on that, Mark? Do we need to follow up with the Forest Service?
We need to follow up and
okay.
Probably on both sides with the Forest Service trying
right.
to figure out, you know, they had the plan. So far, to my knowledge, we haven't received any comments on that plan. So.
Oh, okay.
So will you follow up on
yep.
that for the next meeting?
Yep.
Okay.
Maybe at the next, before the next meeting, if somebody with Forest Service is there, you can see what their plan is as
yeah.
far as.
Joel, would it be beneficial yeah. to meet with Trish again and the plan and Mark and just
well,
move
we may,
forward?
We may just need to meet with Rob at this point. I don't know until we talk to him, but they've been talking about it.
Sure.
Over time.
Well, we'll see if we can't get answers
it's
for the next meeting.
It's been a while since we've
yeah.
had any follow-up conversation. Okay.
I would think that the Rob would be able to make a decision on the rocks.
I think at this
yard.
Point, I mean, they've had internal discussion enough about it. I think we just need to get to the finish point.
Okay.
What else, Butch?
I think that's it for Road and Bridge. You got anything else?
Nope. I'm good.
What about you? That Calgary project.
Oh, we do. We received one bid. And there was an ear at the top, but I penciled in the right name. But so we, for that Paradise Road project, we took all the culverts out and left the cattle guards in. And this is the bid, the one bid we received for replacing those cattle guards. And it was from Bennett Construction for $111,755.
Does that seem
right? It's got two new, brand new cattle guards, and then the concrete, so and a detour. So I think our engineer's
estimate.
Can we use
the detour in?
Yeah. What was your engineer's estimate?
$130,000
for two cattle guards.
Yeah. It probably was cheaper if we leave the detour in.
Well, it's nice if we can plow around it, if we can make it work like we did across the river.
Yeah. I think once they put the way they, with this concrete, the way they do, I think that'll cure
the problem
that we're having. I mean, right now, they come off that hill and they hit them guards. And, I mean, I could. But in like the last 3 years, we've put three sets of them in there already because it just destroys them. I mean, we weld them and weld them and weld them, then trucks just hit it.
The plow trucks are hitting them, is that
well,
the
not plow trucks, the no. oil field trucks.
No, oil field just trucks, the weight.
Just, they don't just the weight.
And it's yeah. like bang.
So this new concrete, the way they're going to do it, will, you know, spread out the weight. So I really think it would work. I mean, it's we've looked at trying to take them out, put a crossing under them, do all sorts of stuff. I think this is the, I don't know, what do you think?
Well, it's a stock drive, and I tried to get out even putting them guards in because yeah. we wanted to lane the whole road, and they just opened the gates and run them through.
So this is what you're talking about on each yeah. end of the, where it crosses that stock drive?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I know where you mean now.
Yeah, it's been a bummer ever since started.
And this is just for the cattle guards. It doesn't have anything to do with the discussion what we had at the last meeting with regards to the
culverts
and everything.
No, except that was all included. Was this these cattle guards and the culverts?
Yeah, but this portion is just on the cattle guards. And the bid was out for how long?
3 weeks.
You just got one.
We sent it out to 5 different companies.
Okay.
Hey, any other questions?
No,
do we have a motion to
I'd make a motion to the accept the bid from RS Pettit on the cattle guards for Paradise Road.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's moved and seconded to accept the bid to replace 2 cattle guards on the Paradise Road in the amount of $111,755. Is there any further discussion?
Tom, you got any?
Do you have any for more questions, Tom?
No, I don't. Just I mean, and I'm not saying it's high. Just a lot of money for 2 cattle guards.
I think it's because of the concrete.
I'm sure.
That's
they're pouring a sub base under the bases
yeah.
that we use. So I would imagine they're pouring them right in place.
Yeah.
So it'd be the whole cattle guard be setting in new stuff here all the way around.
Corey's here if anybody has questions. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Okay, next.
I think it's landfill.
Eric's here. We got new.
Yeah, new job.
Yeah.
Well, it's going pretty good. We kind of trying to address some issues. The baler, the guy's going to come and realign and do all that. He don't think there's much wrong with it. Once we get that, as long as we quit baling the tires, that's what's killing it. We've talked about, Eric's found out some stuff about the tires and stuff.
Yep, I talked to Lincoln County because they were shredding them and burying them, and they just decided they were losing too much money, so they switched to having a company out of Salt Lake just come up and haul them away. And they're $200 a ton plus 6.5% fuel surcharge. So if we had 5,000 tires, it'd be about $25,000 plus the fuel. And then I got another request into DEQ where we can, because you can dig a trench and bury them. But I want to make sure we can also like pile our C&D on top so we don't lose all that airspace in the long run. That might end up costing us more money if we can't pile on top of those buried tires. And I haven't heard back on that yet, so kind of waiting to hear if we can do that and what our options would be as far as long-term cost savings versus having that company out of Salt Lake just come and haul them away.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
A couple questions. That's $5 a tire to dispose of?
It's $200 a ton.
Yeah, but you said 5,000
tires. 5,000 tires and about 50 pounds a piece.
So $5 a tire.
Yep.
How much do we charge to people to bring us those tires?
Right now they're charging like $3.
No, I think it's $0.
So we're charging $0 to $3 for something that costs us $5 to get rid of?
They're putting in the baler. I don't know what they charge.
Down there, it's just whatever they were the bringing them for free.
Yeah.
Now, I think we're charging $3.
It's been $3 for a long time.
And that's what I was going to. I think we need to adjust. Hauling them off for the C&D pit and that, I think, would be the best option.
I think it would. I think it would, too, but I think we ought to recover at least.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
I think we got to raise our. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good business. Yeah. We're going to take them for $3 and cost us $5 to get rid of
them. Exactly.
In the discussion that we had, they talked about a machine that sheared a tire in half.
Right, and then buried
it. Do we have that machine?
We don't have that.
Okay.
But still, in the long run, you're saying it seems like a better option rather than shear them, cutting them.
Yeah, and hauling them off is the best idea. Off. Yep.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
So, had a call from a constituent. Now that this local transfer station doesn't take trailer loads of C&D, the landfill down there closes at 3, which leaves all the contractors. They work from 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 in a problem. So Andy and I talked about it, and we both agreed that if there's a way to rearrange the schedule so they're open till 5.
See, that's what we're having.
It seems like there's, this is the time to address that.
That's the problem we're having right now with trying to rotate all the hours and everything. And we got some serious employee issues on, you know, some can only because health issues, I mean, all sorts of stuff. But we need to address that and get that worked out. But yeah, the hours, you know, right now, the way they're running it, you're going to have a lot of overtime, and with as many people as they got, because you got, I mean, and I got some ideas about, you know, you got to have someone in the scale house, the guys running the baler, and out there, they don't know how to run the scale, so you got to make sure someone's in the scale house. You got to make sure there's people down there. And it's right now the hours is what's killing us. I mean, trying to rotate.
What time do they start?
They start at 7.
Would it be and then start later and go later? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, me and Mary kind of talked a little bit about.
It seems like we've got a problem where the transfer station don't take C&D anymore. Then there's this. This constituent drove all the way down there and didn't realize it was closed at 3.
Comment. We had a very productive meeting just, a week and a half ago with folks at the landfill.
Yeah.
We agreed at that meeting that we were going to meet at 30-day intervals to follow up on concerns, problems, and also to try to fit things in the timeline of this 90-day provisional operation that we're doing. And I would think that there's a number of concerns that need to be addressed, Billy, and I think we can work through those. Mm-hmm. And when we get to, I mean, we've accomplished a lot in a short period of time. There is a lot of, I don't know if chaos is the right word, but there is a lot of looseness there that needs to be tied up and other concerns. This time, I think, is just one of those.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think we can address that as we move forward. And that's something maybe that we can talk about when we meet with the crew out there. It's the first, second Monday in September, whatever it is. And that's part of the 90-day status that we'll be working on and trying to see how this operation works.
Right.
Okay, so we'll include that in your list of things to talk about. Okay.
And that is my goal, is to bring it out so we can at least address it.
The poly pipe thing, that was kind of a big deal because they've been trying to cut it in 2 foot and then we haul it to Salt Lake. It's taken a lot of manpower and a lot of time. So they started just throwing it in. The Iden said he'd take it, so they started throwing it in the metal dumpster. So we are getting a little money for it now. And it does seem to save a lot of time. And I mean, I did find there's a company out of Idaho, Preston, Idaho, and they go to like Sweetwater County and you just pile it up and they come and they grind it up and everything, but they don't give you nothing for it, you know, but they come and clean it up, grind it up. So that's an option there. Right now it's working pretty good by just throwing it in the I mean, it's saving a lot of time and money trying to cut it and us hauling it and all that stuff. The other thing that I've seen, it's kind of in Pat and all, they they spend like a lot of time coming and getting the recycling here, and they send two guys, and they make trips back and forth, and all. I mean, for cost, and then it puts everybody in a bind down there. I mean, I think the commodities here, if Ryan could haul them, that would save a lot of time and keep a lot more stuff going on down there. I just, a lot of it's just really common sense. I mean, I know it costs, you know, he charges $100 to haul that, but I mean, he's dumping dumpsters there anyway, so he could, you know, I mean, like with the cardboard, they could throw their bills. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff we've talked about. I think it saved money, because right now they're coming up and they're bringing it, it's
a bit cheaper than having another employee.
Exactly, because then we get a mess down there while they're gone, and it takes them all. I mean, it's just, that's one thing I do recommend.
Speaking of messes down there, how many ton of tires do we have down there?
They're getting close to that 5,000 limit, they think.
Yeah.
So this is something we ought to be trying to look at moving forward with.
Sooner than later.
Pretty soon, yes. Yeah.
Yep. So is that's something that we're going to have to come to agreements on as a commission in terms of pursuing with having somebody come in and pick up the tires, and mm-hmm. then we have to go through the process of informing the public that the price has gone up on mm-hmm. tires. Is that something that we can reasonably expect to do by our next meeting?
I would think
so. Yeah, I think so.
Do we have a local contractor that would be willing to come and get the tires and take them to Salt Lake versus Salt Lake coming to get the tires?
We could look.
We can ask around.
We can ask.
I'd like to see some movement.
What does Sweetwater County do with their tires? Do you know
they?
This company.
This company comes and gets them. Yeah.
Sweetwater. So they're coming up here anyway.
Yeah, Sweetwater's been. I've been kind of talking with them a little bit. I mean, they haul. They have all their stuff hauled and worked out best deals, and they've been really helpful on just, you know, on some stuff, you know, that I've asked them about, and giving the names and like with the poly pipe and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So they've been really helpful.
And then I guess the last question is, where do we stand with DEQ and that permit?
We're getting the soils report back. If we get that back, then we'll tear into it full street. But I've been keeping in touch with David Reed, because I was asking him all these questions on the tires. Yep, exactly. Okay. Asked about the tires and the paint, and he's mm-hmm. been giving answers, so I've been keeping him in the loop the best I can, and okay. he's been helpful, and he's aware of everything.
We had all these pallets coming in, and the ones that are painted, we had to take to the C&D pit. They weren't charging for them. They are charging for them now, so it's just a lot of stuff like that.
When you I don't know anything about this, but there's pallets.
Can't have paint on them if
you can't, yeah.
But the blue pallets are actually owned, and there's a company that.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. Do you?
I don't either.
They don't want them garbage. They want them back.
Back, yeah.
I don't know if they pay to come get them. I don't know.
Yeah.
They'd have to sort them.
Sort them and all that stuff.
Stack them.
Sure.
Hey, what else you have, Benny?
The equipment, we've kind of gone through that. I got Hadley and Stacy, our guys, they're servicing it. I mean, it's all pretty good. You know, a lot of annual services have been getting, you know, done on it. But, I mean, they've been changing a while. They just been, you know, at Roan Bridge, you know, I bid out the oil every time we need it. And we get really good prices on oil and fuel. I'm just going to start using the, you know, basically out of our oil, because right now they're just buying drums. They're using like 1030 oil and everything, which you're not really supposed to use that in the equipment, you know. So I'm just going to start using our oil out of, you know, because we bid it and they're paying way more because they're just having drums dropped off there. And since we have a service, you know, a service truck and that, so they'll just go down there and suck out the oil and do all that. It seems to look to be way better.
Throw an idea. Don't kill me.
Should have been done a long time ago.
Yeah.
Your lube trailer, could you put it down there while you're not using it on your crusher? Would that be an option?
They just take it with them to service everything. I mean, once they ain't putting enough hours on stuff, sure, so they really don't.
They're only servicing once or twice a year.
Yeah, they don't. They're not servicing them that much.
Okay.
So it just seems set up paying top dollar for just land oil, you know, I mean, we're saving way more to just go down and service it. It seems to be working.
Okay, good.
Other than that, like I said, we got to try to figure out the hours. We've had, we're working through stuff. It's going. I've talked to Mary about some stuff of how they do some hours and stuff like that, and some have the way they do their stuff, but just minor stuff. Other than that, it's going pretty good. They had some, you know, fill. They're running kind of out of fill dirt, but I mean, the way it looks is the one cell where the loose trash and the bells are going probably has another 5 years. That's what we're thinking, unless we take more trash or whatever. As of right now, it's got enough probably capacity for about 5 years more trash, but they will have to dig another cell. But you know, they dug the last one, so we'll dig the new one. So we might start robbing some material to, because we're not getting enough slope on our trash, so we're getting a lot of water issues, so we'll crown it more and do stuff like that. Other than that, the C&D pit, they were kind of, truck drivers were complaining about the way they had to go in there, so we're trying to move that around, make it more easier so they don't have to drive on the trash and stuff, but it's going pretty well.
Okay.
The 90-day time frame that we wanted you to wave your magic wand and get this all straightened out, is that enough time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions for Billy?
No, good job, Billy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you guys sure handing that up there down there all the time?
My secretary.
Your mechanic.
My secretary.
Yeah. Okay.
We're keeping up.
We're going to take a break for a few minutes and take about a 5 to 7 minute break.
Yeah. I'm taking that right now.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Crane, how are you? Chris. Max,
how are you doing there?
Okay, I got my hair bill.
I'm trying to see Mr. Brunson.
Stay here, sir. Thanks for bringing that up. Okay, so we're talking hours on the dump.
Yeah.
Okay, my name's Gary Burstead. I'm an 86-year-old neighbor.
Hi, Joel.
I need to